Samach Bava Medbez, and from Rav's yeshiva, they sent the shaila to Shmuel. Somebody says to two people, write and give a get to my wife. And the two people told a third person to write the get, and they signed it. Is it a kosher get or not? Right? So.
Writing, you mean sign? We know what writing a get or sign was.
Well, that's exactly what we want to know. The person told two people, write and give my wife a get, which means take care of the whole thing. Do whatever is necessary. Write, sign, deliver. Did he, does that allow them to appoint somebody else to actually write the get, and they will sign it? Is Kisvu only insisting on the signatures, or is Kisvu also insisting on the writing? That's what the yeshiva of Rav Eshmu. And if he's insisting that they write it, and they told somebody else to write it, it doesn't work. The chsar and the lishma of the get. The husband has to authorize the writing of the get. Now, we spoke out yesterday that even though according to a mayor you can find a get in a garbage dump. But if the husband says to somebody write it, then you can't use a get from the garbage dump. Because he's insisting that it be done in that kind of a get. So now, he told two people, Kisul Tanu. They appointed somebody else to write it, and they signed it and gave it. Is it a good get or not? So Shmuel answered, she should get out of the second marriage, and I'm not sure. That was the conversation between Rabbi Rav and Shmuel. So we want to figure out, what is Shmuel's suffix? What part is Shmuel not under having a suffix in here? That's what we're dealing with. We're going to do a little bit of what we did over yesterday over again, and we're going to start from the word "My Hadavar Tzarich Talmud," which is the fourth line after the word Gemara. My Hadavar Tzarich Talmud. What does that mean? I have to figure it out. I have to find a Rebbe to teach it to me. What is Shmuel Suffolk? Elay Mishum Dahavar Leimili, because giving it over to a other person to write means that these two people were agents to write it, and they transferred it to somebody else, and all they did was say words. And we have a rule, Mesapkilei, Mi'ilni Imim Shum L'Shliach Eloi. We talked about this yesterday. Can Shliach A tell Shliach B to do it when all he has is giving over words, not giving him an object? When he sends somebody to do Kedushin, you give him a ring. The Shliach can give the other person the ring to continue. But he sent somebody to do Gerushin, to give him a get. And he can transfer the get to somebody else. Here, the command was to do something, but when they command the second one, that means their whole agency was just words. All they did was say words. Is that possible for Shliach or not? If that's the case, it shouldn't be a suffix, because if I'm a Shmuel, I'm a Rebbe, Halacha Kreb Yaisi, I'm a Mili Lemim Shul Shliach. Shmuel defined Reb Yaisi in our Mishnah, who said that even if you tell three people to get the Ishti, they cannot appoint for somebody to write it and give it and sign it. The mayor said, Asam Bezin. Reb Yaisi did not agree, right? They were arguing what Reb Akiva had said. And Rabbi Yaisi said, it's not good. Why isn't it good? Because you can't have somebody just say words, even if they're a bet. So therefore, he says clearly that it doesn't work. So what's Shmuel Suffolk? It's not a David Tzarek Talmud. It's Tetze, because it's a puzzle again. What? I'm sorry. Doesn't make a difference with Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi said in the Mishnah, it doesn't make a difference. That even the Amash Shabbat and HaGadol should be Shalayim.
Of course,
Shmuel
how do you learn
Mili Memshul Shalayim? No. And for the Gemara, Ella L'Shmu Hakami Boilei. Shmuel Shaila is, what was the person's command? What did he mean when he said write and give? Did he mean signatures only? And therefore, never appointed them to write to get. and therefore they can ask somebody else to write it? Or does he hold that he meant do the whole thing, and therefore they can't appoint somebody else to write it? Ella, Shmuel Safik is, Hakami Boyle. Haik Subu Iksav Yadan, Iksav Aget. Does it mean sign? Or does it mean write? If he meant just sign, so they can sign and tell somebody else to write. If he said he meant write, that's Mili Le Mimshul Shliach, they cannot tell anybody else to write. Rashi. Look to Rashi, Ella. We did the Rashis up to there. Ella. Mesapka Lahu. He high kissed with the Kamer Lahu. When he tells them Kisvu, Iksav Yadanu, Achsimason who the Kamar, meant their signatures, Vare Chasmu Hena they signed, Iksav Agetu, Vahare Loikasu. Now, what we didn't address yet is if he meant sign, so who is appointed to write? Teretz says, we'll see in the Gemara. Zag the Gemara right. Frank the Gemara, B'tipshin le'ben masnisen. Why can't we prove it from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Amr l'shnayim, he says to two people, Kisru get l'ishti. Kisru get l'ishti, I'm sorry. Where am I? Amr l'shnayim, Kisru get l'ishti. Ay l'shlayshe kisru get to l'ishtu, ay l'yichtu v'yitnum. And the Gemara understands that means you have to do the whole thing. Dr. Gemara, he gufa kamiboyle. We're trying to figure out shot in the Mishnah. Ksuv uksav yadanu, uksav agetu. Does he mean write to get, or does he just mean sign to get? Again, the word ksuv can mean two things. Therefore, that's exactly it. Don't bring a rhyme in the Mishnah, because that's exactly what he doesn't understand. Rashi? No Rashi. Frek to Gemara. Pshita, the Ksav Agetu. I can prove you from the Mishnah that the guy is insisting that these people write to get. How do I know this? The Tani Sefer, the end of the Mishnah says the following. I'm Rabbi Yaisi. Namuni L'Shliach, we told the person, Rabbi Hanina, who came from jail and quoted Rabbi Akiva, that you can tell three people and they're a bezin, and they can appoint anybody they want to. That's what Rabbi Hanina had quoted Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Yaisi said, we responded to him, and we said, anu mikubalim. We have a Messiah from Rabbi Akiva. Shafila Amar Lebezin HaGadol Shem Yushalayim. Through get l'ishti. Even if he goes to the Sanhedrin and tells them, give a get to my wife. Sheyumadu v'yichtavu v'yitnula. They have to go, learn how to write it, and give it to her. Now, Sanhedrin knows how to sign, no? They're members of Sanhedrin. Mishlam, if you tell me, is insisting they write. Not everybody knows how to write a get. So if he tells the Sanhedrin, I want you guys to take care of it, one of them has to learn how to write a get. If not, it can't be done. He appointed them to write a get. But if you tell me, oh, he meant to sign, Sanhedrin doesn't have people that know how to sign? Is that a problem? Zuck to Gemara. If you tell me it means writing a get, we can understand. Yumadu v'yichtavu v'yitnula. Eli, I'm a ksav yadinu mi'ikim beidinit l'yadi michsim chasim es yidayu. Are there bezins that don't know how to sign? Isn't that bezin lesson 101? Zog to Gemara in. Ikim beidinit charetam. There are two that knew dayanim. Some people become dayanim and then learn how to sign. And yes, some people on the Sanhedrin have to learn how to sign. Yes, they have to learn how to sign their name. I'm reading a Gemara. Rashi. That they don't know how to sign. Again, what does the article say? Okay. We're both Mechav. Rashi. I understand, but in those days they spoke in Hebrew. It's a hard Gemara to understand because you know any Rav in town doesn't know how to sign. I mean, I can't sign in Ashur as well. But that's because I never use Ashuras. I use script. I don't know what they used. They wrote a lot less than us. Tarei Shabbat wasn't written down.
Maybe that answers the question. Maybe they wrote...
I'm sorry.
Maybe.
Rashi. It's amazing how you went from maybe to that's the answer.
I said maybe?
Beginning you said maybe.
I did?
Yeah. And then you said that's the answer. That's good. That's how it's supposed to go. Yes.
Actually, they didn't speak.
Can't hear you.
Actually, they did not speak.
Could be. Grab my bed and I got with Shabbat Shalayim.
Could be. I'm not saying otherwise.
Yeah.
But in terms, you knew Hebrew also. You know Hebrew also.
Not really. Not really. I talked to the taxi driver in Hebrew. He told me, please speak English. And Ikka Beidina Charata, Shlomdu Lachta Madaya, they haven't learned how to sign you. Frank the Gemara. Now the Gemara asks the obvious question. If he meant they should sign, how can they tell somebody else to write? Right? Who authorized them to tell somebody else to write? It's Mili. If I tell you two to sign and get somebody else to write, and then you went and told somebody else to write, all you did was words. So we got a problem. Meaning, how is the get cause? Shmuel Suffolk is, did he mean they should write? Or did he mean they should sign? If it meant they should sign, they should get somebody to write. If they get somebody to write, they're passing on words. And we just said that Shmuel holds, Mili loy mimsri l'shliach. So either way, the get is puzzled. Whether he wanted them to write it and they told somebody else to write it, or whether he didn't care if they wrote it and they told somebody else to write it, either way, all they're doing is transmitting words. Mili. Mili is not good through a shliach. So how in the world can this get be kosher? What's Shmuel Suffolk? Shmuel Suffolk is, what was the insistence of the husband? They sign, and therefore the get is kosher. Or they write and sign, and therefore the get is possible when they got somebody else to write it. Now, let's say he meant only sign. Somebody's got to write the get, and they're going to tell somebody. Again, he wants the get written and signed. He's insisting they sign. That means they should tell somebody else to write it. If not, how is they going to sign a get? You can't sign a non-document. It's not. That's not the case. If it were the case that it was written, then of course it's no Shiloh here.
No.
Why is it a Suffolk?
Let's say.
What do you want him to do? It's a written get.
Let's say the bystander.
Again.
Okay, he meant only sign. And a third party, James the Sofer, happened to be there, heard it.
Wasn't appointed.
You don't need an appointment.
Yes, you do. The husband has to mitzvah to write again.
He said to the people, sign it.
Right.
And whatever, and whoever has a get, that's fine with me.
Again, he has to, the cipher has to hear the husband want him to write again.
Want him directly? He says, I want to get written.
Fine. I mean, that's a Shiloh, Kashmei and Kylie, that he appointed somebody. Again, the Shiloh, again, I'm going to try this again. He told two people.
Sign it.
Right, Ksuvu.
Which means sign.
But according to one side, it means sign. There is no bystander there. You just created a new guy here.
That's all this time.
Let's see what the Gemara says, okay? Instead of going back and forth.
No, the question's very good, but
I'm glad you agreed to the Gemara's question.
Yeah, right. No, when the Baal says that, all he says is all matters is you two people are involved in deciding. Everything else, it can't be just whatever it comes to be. What can that be?
Let's do the Gemara. Doug to Gemara. Frank to Gemara. If you hold ksuva means their signatures, haksava get kosher. V'amr Shmuel Amar Rebbe halacha k'Rabbi Yosi that Rabbi Yehuda mem shel shliach. And again, by telling somebody to write, all they're doing is transferring words. And for the Gemara, Amri, I will tell you, isvir la the ksuva ksav yadenu, ksav haget nasa ka'omer imru. Now the Gemara is introducing something that will be a matter of Machloikus, but the Gemara is introducing now Shmuel's opinion, which is that even if you hold that you can't transfer words, that's if I ask you to do something and you go tell Baruch Moshe to do it. But if I tell you, tell Baruch Moshe, that's okay. Because then really, I am appointing Baruch Moshe. Tell somebody else, so really I am appointing to someone else. I'm not giving it to you who are appointing somebody else. Yes, you're doing the legwork, but I told you to tell somebody. That's better than Mealy. If I tell the two to write to get, and they turn around and tell it to a third person, so they're doing Mealy. But if I tell them to sign the get, I mean get somebody to write it and sign it, so I told them to get somebody to write it.
Well,
that's implied. And that's considered Eimer Imper. Rashi. Zakt Rashi. Iprochinan. I didn't know if I read it inside. Emphat the Gemara. Amri. Isfir London Ksuva Ksav Yadanu. Ksava get Nasik Eimer Imru. Like he told them to say. Which now will be a discussion of the Gemara if that's true or not.
I thought we were going down with
Rashi. Zakt Rashi. Zakt Rashi. Zakt Rashi. Haksava Pachina. V'isvir lo haksuva ksava get yadanu. V'havi haksava get im amru l'sayfer v'kas of kasher. Bit me a question mark. V'amr shumwa lacha k'rabi aysi, the mathnisim. V'kivin the parish mul time at Rabbi Aysi mishnu mili l'mim shu l'shliachu. Shmuel explained that Rabbi Aysi holds you can't give words to a shliach. Heich kasher. How is it kosher for a third party wrote it? Hamili ninu. Umashani. I have a svirlon, upshitalon, the ksuva, the kamel, the halon, ksav yadon. If Shmuel were sure that the guy just meant signatures, ikil lemeimar, the ksav haget, midloi kapat alei, since he's not, doesn't care who wrote the get. Nasa kaimer, it says, if he said, imru l'sayv riva yichtav. Because sal kedaitach, we now think, the mighty Rabbi Yaisi, the Eimer Imru. That Rabbi Yaisi agrees when he tells people to tell somebody else, that's better than Mealy. Because it's a direct command to tell somebody else. Now, here he didn't say that. But it's implied. Yes, Rabbi Cohen, what is your question?
So again, he said kisser means I need you people to sign it.
Correct.
Now.
There's no get. Can't sign a non-document. It's implied is tell somebody else to write it. Right. That would be Mealy.
So where at all is anything to do with Sivas again?
Again, we have a problem. It's called that you can't sign a non-get. So if I tell somebody to sign a get, there's got to be a get here to sign. Again, that was the question we said, and we said, I'll be honest, at this point.
Right, I would say at this point, the good answer. He said, kisser means esteema.
Tyson says, that since he tells two people kisvu, he's commanding that it be written. and not rely on the Ashba. Tysus asks Shakasha with the Ashba, and that's what he answers. I understand the problem with it, but that's what Tysus says. Yes, doctor.
I'm not even sure. Is a document which is unsigned simply a text, or is it referred to as a get? Legally a get, not valid yet, or is it even referred to as a
get? Well, according to Rabbi Lazar, that Kassav means write again, it's a legal document. According to a mayor, it doesn't have to be a legal document. But in here, in this case, when he said Kisvu, we mean he wants it written for him, then it becomes a legal document. Correct.
Yeah, that's an alternative way of looking at the question, which is not being mentioned here. If you have simple words on paper...
Again, the husband... This Gemara is assuming, and why is it an issue, that the get has to be written by his command. If not, it's not a kosher get. That means there's more to the writing of the get than just putting words on paper. There has to be writing words on paper by the instruction of the husband. Correct the Gemara. Now the Gemara is getting involved. Does Rabbi Yossi really agree by Imer Imru or not? We just said that Shmuel holds that Imer Imru works, even though Mili loy memsin l'shliach. But Imer Imru is different than Mili. Mili would be if I tell somebody right, and he tells somebody else right. And Imer Imru is if I tell him, get somebody to write. That's not called Mili. Even though he's doing the same thing. But it came under my instruction, therefore it's not Mili. That's what the Gemara said. Correct, the Gemara, is that true? Me biter, Rabbi Yossi, biter, Imru? But not. Now, we're going to have to let the Gemara evolve to get to its question. Okay, so the Gemara's question is not an immediate thing. It has to work through. There's a Mishnah later on that says, Ksav Seifer Ve'ed Kusher. If the Seifer writes it and there's an aid, it's Kusher. There's a Machloikas later on, which we will leave for later on, whether it means that the cipher writing the get serves as testimony, and all you need is one witness? Or does it mean the cipher wrote and signed it, and had one other witness? There's a machloikis later on how to translate that Mishnah. Does the Mishnah mean the ksav cipher, the fact that the cipher wrote the get, and one aid is two aidim? The cipher writing that the husband wants to divorce his wife is testimony? Or does it mean the cipher has to sign it and there's another aid? That's a machlokes later on. It's not our business now. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, and Rabbi Yirmiya said over there what it means, Ksam cipher Sheninu, that the cipher has to sign it. Now, why? It's up to Rashi. Right. Okay, so this is a problem. This creates a problem. If you learn that it means chsam sefer, it creates a problem. And the reason is, the husband might have gone over and said, I would like you to write again. Get somebody to write again and sign it. So they go over to the sefer, and they say, can you please write us again? Pliny wants you to write again. But they're embarrassed to tell him that Pliny didn't want him as a signature. You're asking a guy not, why can't he be the signer? He's a kosher yid. And therefore, because of that, they will ask the guy to sign again. And he was not an authorized signature. So the Gemara explains that the reason that it's kosher can only work because nobody will sign again unless they hear it directly from the husband. They won't sign unless the husband told them. So there's no fear that Mr. A will tell Mr. B, please sign, the husband wants you to sign. Because Mr. B will not sign until the husband tells him prepares to sign. But that only works if I'm Imru's puzzle. if Aimer Imru is Pasul, then you don't have to be afraid that maybe the husband never appointed the cipher to be an aid. But because of embarrassment, the people that were taking care of it asked the cipher to be an aid. You don't have to be afraid of that. The cipher knows the halacha. You don't sign unless the husband tells you. The husband never told him. So Mamela, it can't happen. But if you hold Aimer Imru is kosher, so how can you rely on a get that has a cipher signed on it? Who said that the husband wanted him to sign? There's a reason to believe that he was not supposed to be one of the signatures, whatever you want to call it. And they asked him to do it because of embarrassment. Therefore, the Gemara explained that Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, that learned Sam Sefer Shaninu, is going like Rabbi Yossi, who says you can never tell a person to sign, only the husband can tell a person to sign. That means Aimer Imru is Pasul. And Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Yossi. That Mili Loi Mimshin L'Shliach. And there the Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Yossi, Aimer Imru is Mili. So how can you tell me that Shmuel is saying Aimer Imru is different? He's basing his halacha on Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds Aimer Imru is no good. Same thing. Again, in this case, he told them to sign. What if he told them to sign and get a cipher to write, and then when they told the cipher, he wants you to write and sign again? He asked us to tell you. The guy said, we'll write and sign again. He didn't say that. They made it up. But it would be included in the heter of Aimer Imru. Because he's saying the husband asked me to ask you. But it's not, it didn't happen that way. They only did it because of embarrassment. They have to hold Aimer Imru's puzzle that can never happen. Because nobody will ever write or sign again unless they hear directly from the husband. But if you hold Aimer Imru's kosher, why is that kosher? Therefore, the Gemara explains that it's Rabbi Yossi who holds Aimer Imru's puzzle. But we just said, as Shmuel said, that Mili doesn't work, but Aimer Imru does work. He paskins like Rabbi Yossi. Well, if he paskins like Rabbi Yossi, Aimer Imru doesn't work either. Let's do it inside. Frex and Gemara. Me, Maidra, Rabbi Yossi, by Aimer Imru. But not. Ksav, cipher of the aid, kosher. The Mishnah says, the writing of a cipher and an aid is kosher. The Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Ksav, cipher, shninu. And Rabbi Yirmiya said it doesn't mean the writing of the cipher. It means the cipher, yeah, by the way, that's where the name came from. Ksav, cipher, Ksav, cipher. Yes, right from this Gemara. What? Why? Because his last name was Cipher, and his name was Mesha. So he called the Kedushay Tyrus Mesha Cipher. Sam Cipher. The son named the thing Sam Cipher because his father called him son, and his indical named it Shevet Cipher because it was the Cipher family. So they all used Cipher. And then there's Das Cipher, and Shevet Cipher, and Sam Cipher. All became, and his son-in-law, the Matan Cipher, said Chsan Cipher, son-in-law of Cipher. Right? It all came about because he named the Sefer Chsam Sefer. Because it is Gemara. Binyamin something. God, he had two names. Ram Binyamin, I think.
Rabbi Burak wrote a book on it. So, you
hear that? A long time ago. Long, long time ago. I read that book in 1973. I'm sorry, 1975. I read that book in 1975, the Hakam Sofer. Yes.
What was his first name?
Mesha Burak, I think. Thanks. I read that book in 1975. So that's a long time ago, almost 50 years ago. What? What are you looking at me for?
So long. 75.
40s. 47 years ago. A lot of real estate, 47 years. But it's a third of a person's lifetime. But Ramar, Rabbi Yossi, Ramar Rabbi Yirmiya, Sam Sefer Shininu. Ramar Rabbi Chisda, Masni Simani Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Mili Loi Mimshin L'Shliach. Because if not, we have a problem. How do we know the cipher was authorized to sign it? Now, that case is an Imer Imbro.
Why are you making up a case?
Why he changed it from Chav cipher to Chav cipher? We have a Gemara ninth parak, worry about it. That's not our issue here. We're not interested in dealing in why Rabbi Yirmiyahu changed shot in the Mishnah. I said that. That, Baruch Hashem, Emir Hashem, and Daf, pay something, we'll get into it. There's something to look forward to. That's not the issue here, but he changed it. And Rav Chisda explains it can only be changed if you hold Imam Ruspasel. Because if you hold Imam Ruskasher, you can never rely again like this.
Why is it?
Right.
Because
if I'm an Ambrose Pazzo, there's no way anybody would sign it again unless they hasn't told them. That's what Rav Chisda says. The Amar Rav Chisda, that Masnitz Mani, who is that Mishnah like? Rabbi Yitzhi's Amar Mili Lemim Shalu Shliach. Now, he's talking to Chmaida Rabbi Yitzhi by Amar Imro, but if you're going to say Amar Imro works, Nafik Minei Chorva, it's still going to be a destruction. The Zimnan Damar will Nishnaim Imru Lusayfer Vyichtaif, who blindly blindly Vyichtamu. He will appoint them to tell one person to write it and two people to sign it. But Mishim Ksufa the cipher, because they're worried the cipher will be embarrassed that he's not being asked to sign, Chayshi, they will be worried. Umechta Michat Mahanach Sadi the cipher Badayu. They will take the cipher with one of those Adam. Ubalo Yamarachi. Is a Raya. The cipher will be embarrassed. They only asked to write, not to sign. That means you don't trust me as an aide. So therefore, they'll ask the cipher to sign, and that'll be puzzle. But according to Holt, I'm Imru's puzzle. That can never happen, because nobody will ever sign unless they hear directly from the husband. But you just said Rabbi Yitzhi agrees by Imer Imru, and we say over there clearly Rabbi Yitzhi doesn't agree by Imer Imru. Rashi. Zak Rashi. Umimaita, Banantnang, Sav Custom Cypher Saget, the custom made echo kasher. Rashi Umimaita. Umimaita, Banantnang, we learned. Custom Cypher Saget, the custom made echo kasher. The cipher wrote the get, and one eighth signed its kasher. Yamar Abirmir, Sam Cypher Shanino. Haik Sav Cypher the Tani, Chasamu, means sign. Some Chasar a cipher be eight, the eight acher imai kasher. And Rav Chisda explained. Masnis in the Maksha Chasim is Cypher Beget, Rabbi Yitzhi, the Omar, who says, Mili loy mimsin l'shliach, Hilkach, Ein Adam Chaisim Beget, nobody will sign a get, Elam kin shama mipi atzmai, unless he heard it from the husband himself. Fisha Ein Hashliach Roshoy loy mileidim, Chismu Beget plaini. No messenger can tell them the husband wants you to sign. Shemachi leke lemechesh. You have nothing to be afraid, hachat. Shem ha-baal lo-tziva shi-yachtem. Maybe the husband never asked them to sign. El l'shluch ha-tziva, shi-yaymer l'sayfer z'elichtoy v'lacherim lachtoy. Maybe the husband that told, tell this guy to write it and tell those two guys to sign it. V'ashliach chash ha-shem yizbayas ha-shayfer. And the shliach didn't want to embarrass the cipher. Loymer ein mekabel n'aytem yehid. You're not a good enough witness. Because of this, his fear of embarrassing the cipher, the shliach is a tzaddik. He doesn't want to embarrass the cipher.
Why is it embarrassing?
See, because he's being told you're not a kasher aid.
When he writes it, doesn't he have to have a lishma?
Yeah, but that doesn't make him a kasher aid. He can be a ganav and have in mind lishma.
No, but we have to trust him that he has lishma.
Again, it's not agus.
He told us to sign it.
Again, it's embarrassing to the cipher. You don't want to be the tool to embarrass somebody. I'm sorry. Okay, let me just finish the Rashi and I'll give you an example, okay? It must be, he argues by Imru. There can be a destruction. Listen, the guy I asked you, do me a favor, tell that other guy that he's good for Pesukah this Zimmer, but he should please leave for Shacharis. Right. The guy's expecting to daven Shacharis, and the Gabbai asked you, tell him that he can't daven Shacharis. You would say, you want to embarrass him yourself. Why are you telling me to embarrass him? The guy's expecting to daven shacharis. He has his voice all prepped. He drank hot tea that morning, and he's ready to go. And the gabbai asked you to please go tell him he can't daven shacharis.
You have to change the story. Hold them. That's all
that should be. The zimra. You have to have no shacharis. Don't take it personally. If the shacharis is what it's all about, you walk over to a chazan and tell him he's getting sukkah of the zimra. You're embarrassing him. Again.
I was okay.
You're not a chaz.
He is pretty good.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't mean to insult you, but I didn't see you yet having Musa for Shoshana. You know what I mean? Okay, here we go. Again, you don't want to be the tool to embarrass somebody. Again, it's all culture. The cipher expects to be asked to be a signer, and if he's not asked to be a signer, it means he's being told, you know, we like to get two better aid in me. No, it's not a game of dover. No, nothing to do with anything. No.
I was thinking something else. He has to be good. Have the right to bother. What was the answer?
You can be, you can think you're believed to say you didn't lishma, even if you're a ganav. It's a psul edus. It's not a psul writing again. And for the Gemara, it's not a raya. It's not a raya that Imer Imru is no good. Really, Imer Imru works. But we suggest, for a different reason later on, that people not use the cipher as an aid. The Gemara is going to say later on why not. And since it's suggested not to use the cipher as an aid, it won't happen that many times that we have to worry about it. Therefore, it's not going to happen that the aidim will tell the cipher to sign. Because it's suggested later on that we don't want the cipher to be one of the witnesses for a different reason. Zakta Gemara, Kivan the Amar Mar. Since Mar said later on, Kosher Vele Sasa, it's kosher, but it's not recommended. Can be so. Lishchiach, it's not frequent, and therefore there's no reason to worry that maybe they did it because of the embarrassment of the cipher. Rashi, Kivan the Amar Mar, Lekavan Bishmaitin, Gabi Imru the cipher of the Yichta, the Lepoini, the Lepoini, the Yichta, Now, the Gemara, Rashi, I don't know why he does this, but Rashi, I'll leave the rest of the Rashi for the Gemara later, because the Gemara is going to prove that Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We're not finished. And the Gemara has to come back and say how Shmuel is going to learn that Mishnah. At this point, so far Shmuel is fine. He can learn exactly like we learned till now. But we'll see later on that Shmuel has a different shot in the Mishnah, so we'll have to come back. I don't know why Rashi wrote it here, not later on. Zakti Gemara Vaitu. Zakti Gemara Vileichas. Dilma, Amar Lehu Lebeitrei, Imru Lesaivir Veyichtayt, Ve'atam Chatsu. Now, the case before was, he told the Saivir to write it, tell the cipher to write it and tell other two people to sign it. That, we said, shouldn't be done. We don't want you, I'm sorry, in the case of tell the cipher to write it and tell two other people to sign it. No. In the case before it was, Amar Lishnayim, the first line, Imru Lishnayim Lichtayim V'Lepayni V'Lepayni V'Yachsamu. Okay, so I really misrepresented this, so let me go back. The Gemara answered, it's kosher v'lo sasa. Why? What's wrong with telling two people, tell Reuven to write it and get two and Shimon and Levi to sign it? What's wrong with that? The Gemara says he should not do that. Kosher v'lo sasa, says Yisrael. So So Zuck the Gemara, let me tell you what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the reason is we're afraid that a woman will hire Edom to tell the cipher to write it and two people to sign it. Edom don't do lies. They don't sign on a lie. They don't testify on a lie. But it's easier to find Edom that are willing to tell other people to lie. And they're going to go, they're going to get paid handsomely, and they're going to go to a cipher and say, we are messengers of the husband to tell you to write it. And go to two other people and say, we are messengers to tell you to sign it. That's called kosher v'lo sasas ayis b'Yisrael. We don't like it because it leaves open that somebody is paying two people to do this. And Edom are susceptible to be bought off if they don't have to do it actually. If they can get other people to do it for them. That's what the Gemara says. So therefore, this doesn't happen frequently that somebody should say, take care and get me a cipher and get me Edom. So therefore, there's nothing to be afraid of. That's what the Gemara answers. But there's another case, very similar but different, and let's listen carefully. What if he tells to Edom, get me a cipher and you sign? Now, they're not going to sign falsely. That Edom don't do. Get me a cipher and you sign. So there's no reason that that shouldn't be recommended. It's Imre Imro. And that's okay. But if Imre Imro is puzzle, why is that okay? If Imre Imro is kosher, why is that okay? They might go to the cipher and say, write it and be one of the signers because they're afraid of his embarrassment. In the case when they're telling a guy to write and then other two people to sign, doesn't happen because Chazal said don't do it. But in a case where they said, the guy said, get me somebody to write it and you two sign it, maybe they'll be embarrassed to go to the cipher just to ask him to write it and they'll tell him to sign it. So that'll be puzzle. Teretz says it can't happen because Imre Imro is puzzle. So again, in that case, why would that be mutter? Why would Chassam Seifer Veid be mutter? Let's be afraid that he told one person to, told him, get me a person to write it, and you two sign it. And they will go because of embarrassment and tell the Seifer to sign it, and he wasn't authorized. Teretz says, he'll never sign it because I'm Imru's muscle. But Shmuel said, I'm Imru's kasher. Frek the Gemara, the Lechish, the Ma'amalu the Beitrei, Imru the Cipher the Yichtev, the Atem Chasumu, the Asli Hanach Mishim Ksufa the Cipher, they will go because of the embarrassment of the Cipher. Umachtimele the Cipher, they will sign the Cipher. Adi Chad Minayu, Ubalu Yamarachi. Dr. Gemara, Amri Hanami Kashav Aleitasu. That's also not recommended. And the Gemara says, once we don't recommend that he tell two people to sign it and one person to write it, we don't recommend that even if they sign it. There are those that say there's no problem with this. Dr. Gemara, you're right. Elo Reb Yaisi Tarti Amar. Shmuel Savar L'Kavasi B'chada U'Pala Galei B'chada. You're right. Reb Yaisi holds Imre Imru's puzzle. Shmuel paskin like him by Mili, not by Imre Imru. The whole thing was, how could Shmuel say Imre Imru is good when Rabbi Yaisi said Imre Imru is not good? Okay, he doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yaisi by Imre Imru. He paskin like Rabbi Yaisi by Mili, not by Imre Imru.
Imre Imru's better.
Yes. So how did he learn the Mishnah there? So if Imre Imru is kosher, how can Chassam Seifer V'Eid be kosher? Turn to Rashi. Shmuel, third line from the top. Less laid Reb Yirmiyah Damar Chassam Seifer Shneinu. He doesn't learn that the Mishnah means the signature. Elik Sav Seifer V'Chassam Eid. He learns the Seifer wrote it. Because I mean, I'm a Megarish. V'Lai Mukilak Reb Yaisi. That Mishnah has nothing to do with Reb Yaisi. V'Lai Ayri Masnitzim B'Chassim B'Seifer Klau. The Mishnah is not talking about the Seifer signing it. Because the Ksav cipher works, not the Ksav cipher. It's not that the cipher signed it, the cipher wrote it. Shmuel left later of Chizda, that Rabbi Yaisi. Uksav cipher of Divri Akaili. He learns it's the cipher's writing that counts as a testimony, which is a sugya later on. He disagrees that the case is talking about the cipher signed it. What? The husband told somebody to tell the cipher to write. No, Shmuel holds Ayim Rimu's kutcher. The problem was, if Ayim Rimu's kutcher, how can you rely on the signature of the cipher? Maybe he wasn't authorized. There is no signature of the cipher. He wrote it.
That writing is serving him.
Correct. Well, if you tell somebody to write it, you're telling him automatically to sign it. Maybe he told them to sign, and they told somebody else to write, and tell somebody else to write. That's allowable. Be maxer chasim the cipher beget. As the hani sadi, a maximal cipher mishum ksufov. They might make him sign because of embarrassment. Hani gulam adam epukti become mishmaitz. Elo Reb Yaisi amar. Elo vada Reb Yaisi tarti amar lepsula. He said both are puzzle. Bein shamer l'shloisha tnu. Whether he told three people give. Bein amar imru. The pointy v'yichtav, the pointy pointy v'yaksimu puzzle. Reb Yaisi holds it's all puzzle. The guy has to hear from the husband. And those that say it's recommended are not recommended, but it would be kosher. The mayor, that's according to a mayor, please, who holds that you can tell people to write it best and can do things. The Rabbi Yaisi Pasul Lagamri, the Isha the Rabbi Chizda, Dr. Yixam Sefer Kosher Rabbi Yaisi, the Lekha Lamecha, Shemesh Liyotziva, Vilay Baal. Rabbi Yaisi would hold, there's no way in the world that they'd sign somebody that's not supposed to be signed. I'm Emerald's vessel. Later on it says, it's kosher. That's according to a mayor who holds that you can tell a bezin to tell people to write it. Shmuel, the Amr, El Hadavit Tzarek Talmud, Iksuv Uksav Yadvan Uksav Aget Nasik, I'm Emerald the kosher. I, Shmuel, said, I'm Emerald's kosher. Savalik Rabbi Yaisi Bechoda, the Amr Shmuel Allah Rabbi Yaisi Echad the Loy Amr Emru. He paskins like Rabbi Yaisi when it was no Amr Emru. But Pulling Alei by Amr Emru. And he argues by Amr Emru. So at the end of the day, Shmuel doesn't learn that the Mishnah is Sam Seifer. But Sam Seifer would not work. Because maybe they authorized the Seifer to sign when they weren't authorized to do it. But Sam Seifer would work. When you tell a Seifer to write it, he's an automatic signature.
There's no
kisufa that. If they ask the cipher to write it, what is the embarrassment?
That's the thing that makes sense. No. When you ask, when the cipher signs it, there's this.
Not asking him to sign is embarrassing.
Right.
But if you know, he doesn't have to sign, then you're telling me. I lost you.
Why is it that Amr Shmuel by Shiva? Why when he didn't tell it to sign it? He tells them Hatem. So what does that mean? Why is that kosher?
Cipher wrote it and signed it, and somebody else signed it. What are you afraid of? That the husband didn't want him to sign it? He didn't sign it, he wrote it. That the husband didn't want him to write it? What exactly are you afraid of? That's why Shmuel says Cipher works. What shot should there be? Continue mentioning tomorrow.